Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This one of my guests is Corey Erickson, the City of Devils Lake Sanitation Foreman, and we're going to be talking about an annual event that's going to be kicking off here in Devils Lake beginning next Monday. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
And hard to believe, but special pickup time is here again, and that's a semi-annual thing the city does in the spring and again in the fall to pick up larger items that don't fit in your regular weekly garbage can. And I guess you're going to be starting coming up on Monday in Zone 1.
Yep. Next Monday, April 29th, we start spring cleanup. And like you said, Zone 1, we have four zones we do total.
And, of course, the order of the zone pickup is the same as it's always been. So if you've always been Zone 1, you're Zone 1 this time. And if you're Zone 4, you're Zone 4 again.
Right. But if you're new from town and you're not familiar with the zones, you can go on the city website or call city office or call my office up on the hill by the recycling center.
And they've got calendars at City Hall that have the maps in there, too, if you're not tech savvy.
Yeah, you can go to the city office and also get a calendar from them, too, a recycling calendar.
And now, as far as the protocol for the special pickup, all the rules and regulations stay the same this time?
Yeah, everything's standard. The amount of material you can get rid of is still 5 cubic yards, which is about equal to 2 pickup loads.
And, of course, there every year you see various items that cannot be set out, and I guess some of the big ones are things like old TVs and computer monitors and liquids of any type.
Right, yeah. A lot of the liquids you see are usually used oil or small containers of pesticides or chemicals. Those cannot be picked up for the spring cleanup. If you're not sure what to do with them, you can also give my office a call or city office.
And for oil specifically, you've got a container up at the recycling center.
Yeah, we have a big 500-gallon container. It's accessible between 6 and 2 a.m. Monday through Friday. So if you want to get rid of some used oil and have it recycled, bring it up there.
All right, and I guess old microwaves is another one you see a lot, and that's not acceptable either.
Yeah, microwaves and TVs. People ask why you can't put them in the spring pile, and the reason for that is they have lead and mercury in them, so they have to go into a different type of landfill. Actually, the same landfill that we haul our, like our household garbage to Grand Forks.
All right, and another big thing that you want to emphasize, too, is that if people have a pile started in their yard, you want to make sure that anything breakable is easily visible and not buried under a bunch of stuff, because when you come with the skid steer, if you don't see that there's a window or something in there, you could have a big mess on your lawn.
Right. We got so much material to pick up in each zone each week that we got to use machines, so we use a skid steer to pick up the bulk of it. But if you put your breakables, like such as old windows or glass jars, stuff like that, if you put them out where we can see them, we'll hand pick them and make sure we don't make a mess in your lawn.
All right, and the other big thing too that came up several years ago, just another reminder as far as the special pickup goes too, the items for pickup should be clearly delineated, so there's no confusion of whether or not you want it to be picked up, because if there's any doubt at all, you're going to leave it.
Yeah, when in doubt, we're leaving it, because we've had issues in the past where someone has a pile of their material they want to get rid of, and they happen to leave their weed eater by it.
Or their lawnmower.
Or their lawnmower or a gas can or something, and we just don't want to take something we're not supposed to.
Okay, and the other big thing is, too, like you mentioned, because of the volume of material, you can't go back. So if it is your week, you want to have your items out by 7 o'clock, just like the regular garbage time.
Yeah, just like other years, if it rains too much and we can't start on Monday for each zone, still have your stuff out by 7 a.m. on Monday, and we will have it done by the end of the week, typically, unless we have a week-long rain or something. But rule of thumb is, if your pile's not gone by the end of the week that you're going, give us a call.
All right, and the other thing, too, is, like you mentioned, there is a limit on the amount of stuff you can put out.
Right, and if you happen to have more than the limit, 5 cubic yards, you can still put it out, but we'll pick it up and you'll be charged for that amount.
Which, I guess, an easy comparison for that 5 cubic yards is 2 pickup loads.
Yep.
Okay, and I guess in the spring, I would imagine you probably see a little bit more volume than you do in the fall.
Yeah, it typically depends on how fast spring comes. Like this year now, I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be utilizing the program, whereas to like last or maybe 2 years ago, we had such a long, slow thaw that I think a lot of people didn't get their stuff out because their yard was still full of snow.
All right, and then you've also got some free dumping going on at the landfill. If people have the ability to take things on their own and want to get rid of it early, they can do that as well.
Right. For the remainder of this week, you can take stuff out to the landfill, and it's by appointment at either 9 or 1 o'clock, and you'd have to call the city office or my office to set up the appointment. But if you choose to maybe want to take it out on your own and not have us on your lawn, that's another option.
Okay, and like you said, the big thing is if you've got any question on what zone you're in, you can call City Hall and give them your address, and they'll be able to tell you. Or if you want to just stop up to City Hall and pick up one of the calendars that's got the map in there, or go on the website.
Yeah, if you have any questions at all, just give us a call.
All right, I guess, Corey, anything else you wanted to mention about this spring special pickup again starting Monday in Zone 1 and then continuing on each of the next 3 weeks in the following zones?
Well, just one thing. Make sure when you have your pile out, also have it away from pedestals, telephone poles.
Fire hydrant,
stuff like that, because, you know, will cause damage if you have it too close to it, or we can't see it when you have it too close, and we could end up wrecking something. So make sure you have your pile out in the open and not too far in your yard so we wreck your yard with the skid steer and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's typically the biggest problem we've had in the past.
Okay, and again, this is designed for larger items like furniture and construction debris, basically non-household garbage, the stuff that you it's not designed for extra things that you would normally put in your regular weekly garbage.
Yeah, your, quote, household garbage is the stuff that we actually load up and haul to Grand Forks because it's a different type of a landfill that we put that into that we do the spring cleanups. So.
And I guess we should mention, too, Corey, because we talked about it earlier with the TVs and microwaves not being eligible for the special pickup, I guess an easy way to get rid of those if you want to, you can get a blue bag and just tape it to the item and you'll pick it up during the regular weekly garbage collection.
Right. The city sells their blue bags. They have the city emblem on them. They sell them at the service counter at Lever's or Walmart. And you can just, like you said, buy one of those. Of course, most TVs will be bigger than the bag, so you just tape it to the TV so the guys in the truck know that you paid to get it dumped, and then just put it out by your normal household garbage can.
All right, and now as far as for the special pickup alleys and streets, how does that work?
Right. Sometimes in the spring there's confusion because we pull our garbage service, your normal household trash, we pull that out into the streets until the alleys dry up, but we always have our spring cleanup in the alley regardless. So this year it's looking like we're going to be going back into the alleys with the can service the same week as we're starting the spring cleanup, which is the 29th. So.
Okay, so that would hopefully eliminate any confusion there if it's the same for either one,
right?
Or the weekly or the special. But special is definitely going to be in the alley.
Yep.
For
yep.
Those that have alleys. Okay. All right, Corey, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning and going over some of the details for the spring special pickup here in Devil's Lake that's going to kick off on Monday for Zone 1 and, again, designed for larger non-household garbage.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Corey Erickson, the City of Devil's Lake Sanitation Foreman. And you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KZZY for Coffee Time.